Good morning, Ryersonians. I'm Jake Kavanch.
And I'm Sidra Jaffrey. This is the Rye Report for September 24th. We're bringing you the top stories for the week.
This week on the show, we'll talk about the controversy behind Ryerson's new Master of Business Administration poster, the Ryerson Medical Center's no-show fee increase, Friday's explosive homecoming game, and how Ryerson International students are paying four times more than their peers for tuition.
The Eye-Opener reported that students feel disappointed after a controversial poster ad was displayed around campus. The ad is promoting the Ted Rogers Master of Business Administration program. The poster displays, quote-unquote, several sleepless nights as it tells students to apply. Expert Corrine Hart says the ad is anti-mental health. She says that if you normalize this behavior, students will continue it. Students call this kind of studying toxic productivity. First-year student David Jardin says they are disappointed. They say they can't do this while simultaneously advocating for student health and wellness. Ted Rogers School of Management made a comment through email. They state that the ad reflects the realities of student life.
If you miss an appointment at the Ryerson Medical Center, you're now going to be paying a bit more than you would have last year. According to the Eye-Opener, no-show fees for missed psychiatric appointments have raised to $100 from $65 and to $150 from $130 for missed initial assessments. The Director of Student Health and Wellness told the Eye that the fees are meant to recoup the cost of services billed per appointment. This means, if you miss an appointment worth $100, you will have to pay that cost back. If you want to cancel a psychiatric appointment, you must give the clinic at least 48 hours notice. For regular appointments with a family physician, you only need to give 24 hours notice. Some critics say the measure is unnecessarily punitive to students who may be dealing with mental health issues that make staying committed to appointments difficult. On the clinic's website, however, the medical center says that missed appointments take away the opportunity from other patients to access services and result in a loss of income to the clinic and its physicians.
The Ryerson Rams hockey team beat Queens Gales in the homecoming game. Friday's game took place in a packed Mattamy Athletic Center. The Rams hockey team won against the visiting Gales 4-1. The Rams collected many penalties in the first period. Head coach Johnny Duco talked to the team about it during intermission, and the team cleaned up its act. Forward Kevin Leth landed the team its first goal with 25 seconds left in the first period. Goalie Taylor Dupuis was able to shut out the Gales for most of the game. Rams captain and forward Matt Mostel was not on the ice because of a head injury. The absence was precautionary, and he will return soon.
The Ryersonian reported international students are now paying almost quadruple the price for tuition in comparison to their domestic peers. For an international student entering the first year of an undergraduate program, the cost of 1 year's worth of tuition ranges from $28,000 on the lowest end to $35,000 on the highest end. The Ford government removed a 5% cap on increases in tuition fees for international students earlier this year. In turn, tuition costs for entering the first year of a program like engineering have rose to $35,000 from $28,000 the year prior. That's a hike of 26.5%. And if you're an international student entering business or architecture, the cost is now $30,000, up 15.7% from the year prior. For all other programs, costs have risen 6.3% to 10.4% across the board. Felipe Nagata is the chairperson of the Canadian Federation of Students. He says that the tuition increases are causing tremendous financial anxiety among international students and their families, forcing many students to take out large, high-risk loans in their home countries in order to finance their education in Canada.
That's it for today. My name is Sidra Jaffrey.
And I'm Jake Kavanch. You've been listening to the Rye Report.
Tune in next week as we bring you Ryerson's top stories.